Leviticus chapter 21. Speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and tell them, A priest shall not defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his relatives that are near to him, for his mother, father, son, daughter, and brother, and for his virgin sister who is near to him, who has had no husband. For her he may defile himself. He shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people. So then the spiritual leaders of Israel were held, I think, to a higher standard. They shall not shave their heads, neither shall they shave off the corners of their beards, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy to their God. Now, there's nothing wrong with shaving your head or trimming the corners of your beard. But the point is that these were the sorts of things that were done in the surrounding world to show loyalty to idols. So the idea is, don't even appear to be involved with idolatry. And that, I think, affects the sort of clothing we wear, maybe the slogans that are on t-shirts and sweatshirts and things like that. We should love God. And we should not want to give any appearance that I am in fact devoted to anyone or anything other than him. This is why I wouldn't wear a t-shirt or something that's got the picture of some pop star and their name and whatever. Because it's not per se wrong, like it's not per se wrong to shave the corner of your beard in those days. But my idol, my star is not a man or woman, it's the Lord Jesus. And so I think these ancient principles speak to our lives today. They shall not marry a woman who is a prostitute or profane, neither shall they marry a woman divorced from her husband, for he is holy to his God. You shall sanctify him therefore, for he offers the bread of your God. He shall be holy to you, for I, Yahweh, who sanctify you, am holy. The daughter of any priest, if she profanes herself by playing the prostitute, she profanes her father, she shall be burned with fire. Then you come to the high priest, and the regulations are tougher for him. He who is the high priest, upon whose head the anointing oil is poured, shall not let the hair of his head hang loose, nor tear his clothes. Neither shall he go to any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. Nor shall he profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am Yahweh. So the high priest was to be totally devoted to God, and he was not even to touch the dead body of his very close relatives. The priests were allowed to do that in some cases for very close relatives. The point is that the more you serve God, and the more you publicly do so, the higher are the demands on you to show that you are absolutely devoted to him. Say to Aaron, none of your seed throughout their generations who has a blemish may approach to offer the food of his God, that is the sacrifices. Whatever man he is that has a blemish shall not draw near, that is to do God's service. A blind man or a lame or he who has a flat nose or any deformity, or a man who has an injured foot or an injured hand or hunchbacked or a dwarf or who has a defect in his eye or scabs or damaged testicles. Well, this is a bit like the language of offering animals that are without blemish. The truth is that the closer you look at every human body and every animal, there's something slightly defective in all of us. And I think the thoughtful Israelite would have thought, yeah, what we really need is a perfectly unblemished priest or a perfectly unblemished animal. We, for now, are just doing the best we can. And of course, this was to make them look forward to the Lord Jesus, in spiritual terms, who was the perfect priest, the perfect sacrifice. And so you go through that, I think, in life as well, that disappointment in life, both with yourself and with other people and with society, is all intentional by God. It leads you to long the more for the Lord Jesus.